Teach and love to all my self-motivators and game changers. This is Miss Ken Ken on Level Head Radio. Hope y'all feeling good, feeling blessed. You know, at times we lose focus. We look at what we don't have. We look at our life, our relationships. You know, the pain that we're going through. We get frustrated from disappointment and we start looking like, is God really going to work a miracle in my life? You start picking fights and getting annoying off of little things, and you realize you're full of anger, and you don't even know where it came from, but it came from the hurt. Your spirit is confined by things you can't control. Bills are going to come, but how are you going to act? Are you going to let that bill collector call? Don't answer it. When you let God work in his spirit through you and he fills you with that joy and say, you know what? I know my bills can get paid one and win another. I have too much joy on this very day to let anything outside this moment mess up my future. To mess up how I'm going to look at my children. I'll mess up how I look at my spouse. Let's wait how I look at anything that I'm going to do today. Because you control the way you handle things. You control your mood. You control if you give somebody their energy. Yes, they might have looked at you the wrong way. You control if you're going to put your fists instead of your face. You control if you're going to actually let it go behind you or just look at it like it's going to push you away from anything that you have in your future. You're letting your fire go out for petty things, or you're being the petty person. You can't let petty people bring you into a place where you forget and you switch. Then you start acting like you don't have no sense, and you can start acting like you've never been here before. You start going to old addictions and be active, operating in pride. You have to have a clear mind when you come in the battle with the devil. The devil knows that if he has your mind, he can get your spirit, because your spirit is linked to your mind. When you're in the transformation period, when God is trying to get you to see that your flaws are bigger than what you are now, who you are now is not going to be the person you are in the future. If you just stop trying to operate in the old way, if you just stop and see the moment for what it really is, a moment of frustration, you will be able to operate in faith. You won't be looking at how the person hurts you. You won't be looking at old memories and replaying them over and over again. And what are you going to get from that? What are you going to get from this operating off of pain and sorrow and feeling sorry for yourself? You cannot get nowhere doing that. And God is trying to say, look, let me listen to your problems. Let me give you joy. Let me give you the spirit that can give you freedom. Because when you walk on a day-to-day basis with all that negative energy and all that, the stress and all that stuff on your back, you can't be at your full and maximum potential. You can't be used. You don't have no room for a blessing. You don't have no room for a gift of God. You don't have no room for grace. How are you going to accept it? Because sometimes the little feather is what tips you to the edge. And God's trying to help you unpack, but you're so busy trying to pack everything in there and take it with you, you don't realize that that can be spiritual death. Spiritual death. Sometimes we need to leave behind the old us, the old me, and let the new you awaken in your purpose, in your life purpose. Because there's a power within you that is good. And believe it or not, the pain that you're going through, the pain that you're enduring, the story, your testimony, who you are as right now in this very moment, is who God's going to use to help change people's lives. Your testimony can only be told by you. Your story can only be told by you. Your personality, you know, the aha moments, the the little humor in there? It can only be told by you. But when you realize that this is not just about you, it's about other people, it can help you. I mean, do this for more than you. It's bigger than you. And if you keep sinking this way, you're gonna just be, it's gonna be detrimental to your future. Sometimes we have to actually think on a greater level, all right? Stay tuned for Maybe I'm Tripping. Peace. All right, we're back with Maybe I'm Tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. But doesn't it seem when you actually focus your energy on something different, like when you like have a level head and you're trying to get focused, then that's when all the people just suddenly start to come back who left you? I mean, the ones who left you hanging when you needed them, the ones who told you you'll never be nothing, told you that you will never amount to one. These are just not these normal people. These ones who are like your exes, you know, friends or old friends that you don't hang around with anymore. These are like some next level stuff. It's like once you live by faith and then you have a slip up when you actually question what God's doing in your life, it seems like, maybe I'm tripping, but they just come out of the woodworks. It's like you get that random text message. You get that random email. You get that random message on Facebook or Instagram, you know? So the question is, what do we do with this? Clearly, don't answer. That's a clear, you know, obvious one. But you gotta realize, once you get this, it's a distraction to get you off balance. Because if you get into this, old feelings will come up and then you will be offline and you will lose that momentum that you got from the Holy Spirit that was speaking in your spirit, man. When God is speaking to you on greater levels, that's when the devil will throw you distractions, and it will just not be bills or nothing like that. It'll be also people. It'll be something that holds a deep sentimental. Oh, sorry, I spit. A deep sentimental value in what you do, you know, and what you have done in your past. So you gotta ask yourself, is this gonna be worth it? Is this gonna push me into my destiny? Is this gonna make me a better person? Okay, or is this a distraction? You gotta see the enemy for like miles away before he can even get in your ear. Because if you let and you open that door, it's hard to close that door. You know, you're gonna have to do a lot more praying to make up to that groundwork, and then you'll regret it in the long run. It's kind of like a diet, a spiritual diet. You know, you like, I'm gonna have a cheat day, and maybe I'm gonna see what is going on, and you get that Twinkie, and then you get another Twinkie, and you realize, dang, I went through half the box. Maybe that's just me. All right, y'all, stay tuned for Level Head Love. All right, y'all, peace. Alright, it's time for Level Head Love. We not only shout out to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above, but also to the ones who need it, but also give it the faith, hope, and love at the same time. So, alright, first and foremost goes to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without Him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Second, my family, the Baker clan, my husband Donovan, and Alain Larie. You know, there's no special prayer request, but I want to give a shout out to, I mean, there's no special shout outs, but I want to give a shout out to the Ture and Pastor Ture Roberts on his lesson where he was talking about the treasure within 2 Corinthians 4:7-12. That really touched it home for me. I hope y'all check that out, Pastor Ture Robert. It's a new one. I can't think of it right now, but it says 6 days. If you check it, it's his newest one. If you pop it on YouTube, but I want to say thank you for that, Lord. I needed that. Sometimes it's crazy how aligned it is. You know, talking about leaving behind certain things and certain gestures and certain way of thinking that can stop us from getting to our destination, the destiny of our purpose. All right. Father God, thank you so much for the powerful sermon that you made us analyze ourselves and to think about the promises that we deemed not great. You think they were nothing. Thank you for speaking to us that we could and in the ways that we can become right with you and we'd be made new in your mind and in our minds and our spirits and seek peace in the message of you and speak it through our presence and through our mouths, Lord, and speak lies to those who are listening, letting our light shine through all the darkness in our lives, through all our frustrations, through all our pain, through all our disappointments, Lord. Father God, thank you for restoring and lighting our fire back in our lives and helping us to see the good in our relationships and our afflictions. That we all know that this transformation is to inspire us to be a better and greater you and greater Christian, Lord, and to switch our minds and our spirits into operating through our spirit, the spirit that's given, Lord, and to see the higher purpose in our calling. Father God, thank you so much for giving us another day above ground, and thank you for all the listeners listening to this podcast. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind with some music that will chill out our spirit and let us focus on a task at hand, you know. We'll start with three songs. Those three songs are Battles, La Portia Renee, Your Destiny by Kevin Lanier, and Stay High by Jonna McReynolds. All right, check them out. You can get them at Spotify. Check them out. All right, we're sponsored by Spotify and we're sponsored by Anchor FM and Google Play. Stay tuned for closing thoughts. Peace. All right. You guys, Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing in. My friends, man, you know, sometimes our past tends to creep up on us and we didn't even know it. We didn't know how much hold it has up on. We didn't know, you know, how much confidence was in store of that, our earthly vessel we call body, the clay we call body. It's just crazy, though, because God doesn't want us to operate in the flesh and get offended by what people do. You know, I know that sometimes you just want to operate in that fist, but, you know, God wants you to come to a different virtue for a moral compass. He wants you to focus on the task at hand. He wants to bring you on higher places, a greater level of purpose, but you can't begin to even... You can't even begin to have any balance when you're off alignment. Often people think they're on alignment, but they're not. So when you have things like this, when you're so anxious to go your way, when you're so anxious to get the blessing, when you're so anxious to have the abundance, when you're so anxious to get anointed by what God has in store for you, you operate in frustration. You start attacking people around you. You start looking for things to attack. And then you can't even accept correction as guidance. I mean, God can send that old lady that sat next to you on the bus and you just reject her because you think, lady, stay out of my business. I mean, I used to operate that, but I didn't disrespect no other people. But at the same time, I was so ignorant. I was too smart for my own good. I did not want to hear what people had to say. I did not want to hear what people's experiences did for them. I didn't want to hear it. And what God's saying is, look, if I have to bring you in a sense of being still when you feel like you're stuck, so I can even put this in perspective so you can just have no choice but to see it, that's what I'm gonna have to do. Because if you know that I called you according to your purpose, if you know that this is God anointing or calling on your life and you're still not doing it, if you know that you have to change and work on something inside because you're so worried about keeping up with the Joneses, about having a butt like Kim Kardashian or the lips like Kylie Jenner, or looking like somebody else but you, or feeling like somebody else but you, you're letting your individuality go. I need you, the full potential of you, what makes you, to be the person that represents me in the only way that you can. But if you're on a frustration, if you're focusing on who left you and who did you wrong and da 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 da, and anything that offers ever hurt you, you can't. You have too much on your plate. I mean, if your plate is full, how is God gonna fill you up? If your cup is full, how are you gonna have a flow of living waters going through your veins? How are you gonna have that? Because at the end of the day, we go to church services and we heap and holler and we like, yeah, that's for me. I know that's for me. And then as soon as our foot hits and it gets in that car, as soon as our foot gets on that bus stop, we change. It's like nothing ever happened because we still have the pain. We're not trying to leave it down at that particular place when we say, God, heal me. Let me see what's wrong with me. Let me see what I need to change in order to get to that level. Because a lot of people say they want to get to that level and they don't have what it takes because they don't want to change. There's a level of uncomfortability that you're gonna have to change. You're gonna have to look at the way your attitude is working. You're gonna look at how you let people trigger you. You're gonna look at how people, you let certain situations control your temper, if you still have that temper. Because a lot of people say, I used to be this way, and then you can still see it on them. There was people that came in my life that said, I used to have a gambling problem. And all they did was talk about money. I used to have an anger problem. But then you come on, every time I talk to you, you're angry. You can't operate on the old self. Now, there's some things about you that God wants to use. But see, also, it's like, why do you want to be blessed? Are you going to use it for your own potential? Like, some people just say, if God says, asking you should be see, I'm going to get the lottery. Why do you want the lottery? Why would God bless somebody who's selfish? Why would God bless somebody who just wants it for them? You got kids, they don't have no clothes. You got a family, they don't have no help. You're not trying to help nobody. You're not even like trying to even get nobody a parking space that's been waiting for hours. You're not even trying to get that person the last piece of bread that don't have none. And you got like 10 loaves and then they want that one because they got babies in the car, one in the front and one in the back. And you still are like, that's my bread. When you're able to be honest with yourself through and through and say, you know what, I got some correcting I need to do. And you can't operate on the glass is full. Empty your glass. Sometimes you got to pour things up and operating on an angle of being humble, of humility. And that's when God can use us. That's when the Holy Spirit will show us the steps. Then we won't not, because if you got to think on the highest point of success, you got to think, if I'm in this ditch, there's a way with God I can get out of this. If I put myself in this bind, I know God can unconstrict it. That is even a word. God can do all things. And when we stop limiting God and stop trying to be God instead of let God be God in our lives, then that's when everything will work. Because God is in everything. God is all around us. And when we start saying, you know what, God, I'll let you take over, then that's when our miracles will start to take a place. And God wants to operate in the most precious part of you. And until we see that we are worth something, when we see that we don't need certain things to make us worth or valuable, that's when God will show himself the next steps. All right, I love y'all. Hope this is for somebody out there. It was for me. You know, sometimes I need to hear myself. God loves y'all. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace. Kenji Warriors.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.